Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from GR Silver Mining, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GRSL and on the OTCQB under the symbol GRSLF. Shad and I are chatting with the president and CEO, Marcio Fonseca. Now, Marcio, we have to start off with just a quick little update on the status of the resource estimate. I know a lot of people are waiting for this resource estimate to come out. I understand it was delayed just a little bit. What's the status of this, please?
Thank you, Corey. We are near completion of the resource estimation, and we wait a bit to get the latest batch of drill results last July. So that put a bit of a delay, but we are very close to complete this, and I'm very excited to finish this maiden resource for the Promozos project.
Now, just remind everybody, when it comes to this resource estimate, my understanding is this is two resource estimates in one. How does that all work?
That's right. This is one project that have two areas, the Promozos mine area and the San Juan area. So we are doing two resource estimates to put them together, get the total number of ounces of silver equivalent, and add to the existing 39 million ounces of silver that we have at San Marcial, or in San Marcial we have 47 million ounces of silver equivalent, and materially increase the inventory of ounces in the company in a very short term.
Okay, thank you. So near term, we will be getting that resource estimate, and we're definitely going to follow up on the back of that news event. But the company also has a lot of drilling ongoing. From my understanding, drilling that is exploration drilling outside of deposit areas. Some areas never have been drilled before. Let's start with the drilling at and around, stepping out from the Plomosas resource area. What can you tell us about this drilling?
From our drilling last year and this year in 2021, we discovered some gold zones and silver zones that are more to the south of the Plomosas mine area. Immediately stepping out from the area that we have the resource almost in progress and almost completed. So we call that area Plomosas South. We are at the moment drilling some targets to the south of the resource area, which means adding potential new ounces to what we are going to release soon for the public.
Well, Marcio, you're also getting out into some new veins. So maybe walk us through some of the new veins that you're exploring and why the company is excited about these new targets.
Yeah, for sure. We were very busy last year. We didn't have time to look at these other veins. But today we are mapping, sampling, drilling veins like Loma Dorada that's in the San Juan area. We are drilling as we speak this new vein and outside of the San Juan area resource. We are about to look to start drilling the gap area. Why the gap area is very important? Because it was an area that was controlled by another company, but with the latest acquisition that we made behind the Trinidad project, now we control 6 kilometers of trend from San Juan all the way to San Marcial. And the gap area sits exactly between these two areas. And we have just completed a ground geophysical survey, got some anomalies, we have some geologists in the ground, very interesting results by mapping. So we are about to put a drill rig there as well. And in the future, probably in the next months, we'll continue drilling other veins. And other important point that we are finally getting very close to drill underground at San Marcial.
Well, Marcio, let's dig in a little bit deeper to that gap zone. If I remember correctly, that was part of the property that Mako Mining used to have that you acquired. What do you hope to find? I mean, obviously, you want to connect to the larger trend, but what are you hoping to find in this drill program as you scout out some new holes in that area?
The gap area, we call the gap because it was between two properties controlled by us, sits in the same geology that we have seen at San Juan based on our geological mapping. Last year, we did a lot of sampling to support our decision to buy the concession. We came across a lot of veins, including some old gold mines in the area. So we have seen a lot of low sulfidation epithermal veins with some good results. And we want to see now the extensions and the continuity of these veins down deep.
So then, Marcio, what size are we looking at here in terms of potential strike length, potential mineralization, now that you have all this land and now you're drilling this whole area?
As a trend, as I said, from San Juan all the way to San Marcial is at least 6 kilometers, but we have parallel trend. We have this San Marcial, San Juan that has that gap area in the middle. We have the Plomosas trend that's probably close to 2 kilometers or more, and we have some parallel trends between them. There's an area that we have just started doing some mapping. It's called Trampolin. It's exactly between Plomosas and San Juan. So it's another parallel trend. So you're seeing a series of 3 kilometers long trends with some veins. That's the scenario at the moment. And we still have the whole half north of the concession, Plomosas, to investigate.
Well, that's a big strike-length area to work on, Marcio. But let's also look at the depth. You're doing some underground drilling. Let's get a little more color around that. That's nice because when you're underground drilling, you cut off a lot of meters than if you were doing it at the surface level. So what do you hope to achieve from the underground targets you're shooting for?
Yeah, the San Marcial underground drilling will target the expansion of the resource that we published. It's a 43 and I-43-1. All the drilling that was done in the past by us was very shallow, no more than 250 meters below the surface. With this tunnel now that's in good conditions and all the electrics, everything in place, we'll be able to drill 300, 400, 500 below the surface, define what can be the potential for underground in that area. And we have the advantage that we have a lot of drilling close to the surface. We understand the model now. So we can continue and pinpoint some drill holes looking for the ore shoots, the high-grade material at the San Marcial area.
So, Marcio, how many meters in total are you expecting to drill here and or general budget as well?
Last month when I announced the drilling program, we put a number that's 14,000, everything altogether. With the amount of drill rigs that we want to be operating, seven, we believe this is going to be done probably by October. So probably we are going to increase the number of drilling that we are going to drill this year. And with the close to $10 million in the bank, Canadian, I think we have the cash available to continue to drill for the continued months until December. We are not going to stop drilling when we finish the 14,000, believe me.
Okay, Marcio, final comment then in terms of news flow. Understanding that there is a lot of drilling that's ongoing and that resource estimate, just break down what everyone should be focused on here.
Of course, resources are big, is a major milestone, and it's going to be a big change for what we have done so far. News flow, you'll see some results from Plomosas South coming in the next 4 or 5 weeks because we are drilling now. We start drilling last month with the turnaround of 30 days post-drilling to get the results. That's the timeline. And then we start getting some news flow from the Gap area, from the Loma Dorada, and likely in 2-3 months, we hope we get some more results from the San Marcial underground drilling.
Okay. Marcio, I appreciate the update. Lots of news coming for the company. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of GR Silver Mining. We will follow up as the resource comes out and as some of the drill results come out. If anybody has any questions, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. Marcio, thank you for your time. We'll chat again on the back of some more news.
Thank you.